Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Songbird Grandmother, and I'm joining you live from the vortex of Sedona. And today we're going to talk about gathering the harvest. So in this moment, I invite everyone to just take a nice deep breath in and out. I'm recording this after our great solar eclipse of 2017, and I'm sure many of you are still feeling the energies of this phenomenal time. And just as I was set to record, the thunder came. It's been bright and sunny all day long, and then now the thunder is here. So we're walking with a lot of power at this moment. So gathering the harvest. So this blog post is going to be included in my blog about this time that we're in, and I'm going to talk about some of the points that I make on my blog and where we are energetically as a collective and how we are going to move forward. So I was looking back at some of my earlier posts of 2017, and you know, it's amazing how those insights really come to play now at this time, because 2017 is the year of the great awakening, of the rise of the phoenix, or what is also known as the fire rooster. And with this great eclipse, we are now closing a 100-year cycle, and it's huge, especially here in the United States, where the path of totality was. And for everyone in the United States and also in the world, we are rising into this time of great awakening, of choice points, and moving forward into a new beginning. It starts on an individual level, and through that, you know, all these individuals awakening, that becomes collective consciousness. So a couple of weeks ago, I was killing some time, actually. I broke my cell phone screen, and I had to get it fixed, so I was looking for something to do, and I stumbled upon this, like, really cool bead shop. And so I go in there, and there's this little sign outside that says free astrology readings. And I thought, oh, okay, yeah, I'd like to get an astrology reading. Why not? It's been a while. And I used to love to do astrology, and I used to do astrology readings, but it's been a while since I've actually had my chart read. So I was in this bead shop, and the owner of the shop is, like, you know, one-woman show. She's, you know, selling beads, and she's doing charts, and she's doing all this stuff. And one of the things she talked about is how we're in those final degrees of Uranus. And when we're in those final degrees of Uranus, there's all this chaos and confusion, and it's on a collective level, but it's also on an individual level. And then after she said that, you know, of course the store got all chaotic, and, you know, it was like she was bringing this energy in. And I was reminded about why I don't tend to do readings like that, where it's like a telling of something, because once you put that vibration out, it manifests. And in this time, and just as I said that, lightning came through the window. So it's like a confirmation, like, yes, like, whoa, and here comes the thunder. It's that what you put out into the world is manifesting. And once you say, oh, the world is chaotic, it's chaotic, right? So now that we're through the eclipse doorway, and there's a lot of energy that came in, clearing a lot of shadow and also illuminating the shadow to the light. So it was a birth of the divine feminine. That's really the energy that I got from this eclipse, is that the divine feminine, like, turned it up a notch. Like, grandmother just went, and it was very intense. And it was a time of resetting, to reground into the truth of who we are. And actually, it's really important going forward to plant new seeds of love and to create freedom from what I call the matrix. And that's going to be a theme. You're going to see it everywhere. I can already see it. It's just going to be like, free yourself from the matrix, matrix. And the funny thing about freeing yourself from the matrix is you're not going to free yourself from the matrix by going through the matrix. So you're going to see a lot of these, like, get-rich-quick things or these, like, oh, you know, you can get this, but you just have to do all these paper things. And, you know, that's not freedom. That's called more work and dead ends, usually, when we start involving ourselves with lots of paperwork and fees and corporate stuff and suing and, you know, all that stuff is not the destination, so to say. That's not going to free you from anything. That's just going to keep you revolving in this endless loop of suffering. Because really when we talk about the matrix is the root of all suffering. And I know a lot of New Age thought or a lot of these even post-New Age thoughts really are talking about, oh, you know, freedom from the matrix. But then if you really dive deep into it, it's like more work in the matrix. And so what we're really talking about when we talk about freedom, it's about creating your life through that vibration. So instead of saying, oh, my gosh, we're in the last degrees of Uranus and it's chaotic, no, it's not. It's that you get to choose, do I wish to see the chaos and live the chaos and therefore attract more chaos? Or do I choose to see the love and the compassion and the forgiveness and move forward and get out of the matrix? Because the matrix is the root of suffering. It's if you go like to the root of all suffering, you're going to find it points to one direction. And when you really get into what's being disclosed right now at this time of awakening, you start to understand it's a great lie and it's a great manipulation, and it only benefits a handful while billions suffer. And this is the time that all souls stood up and said, hey, I want to go into Earth and I want to experience the transition or the end or the revolution, the evolution of love. And it's a great energy. However, with the solar eclipse, lots of energies come up, lots of feelings, lots of emotions, lots of doubts, fears, and then on the other hand, lots of elevations of love and light and joy. It's the time of light is dark, dark is light, and you have to move from a place deep within yourself that only knows love. Because the key to the matrix, like, there's going to be a lot of remedies or medicines that come up that say, oh, this is the way, right? The only way out of the matrix and out of suffering and out of karma or whatever you want to call it is to go with your heart and create that vibration that your heart longs for. And what will happen in this time of revelation for the next 6 to 8 months of the eclipse energy is that you will start to see whatever is of the dark coming up to be released into the light. So whatever is dark and suffering and no longer fit for you, you're going to let it go. And you can do it very gracefully. And to keep your destination focused, what do you really want going forward? What do you wish to see for yourself, for your family, for your world? How best can you serve your community with your gifts, your talents? And next year, we're really going to be talking about how do we unify, how do we come together, how do we create a system outside the matrix that serves all? Because the answers aren't going to come from the same place that they were started. You know, the problems just don't get resolved in the sinking ship. The sinking Titanic, you know, there's no way to super glue the Titanic back together. It's just not a way. So what will happen is that people will start thinking outside the box, and then more and more and more will start joining those outside the box, And it's a love revolution or evolution. It's not a war. It's not a battle, because it doesn't have to be. But it's a frequency that you tap into. And we'll talk a lot more about that. But for now, going forward, it's really about your vibration. Your vibration. So some things to think about going forward that I talk about in the blog is to ask yourself, what inspires you to create for humanity? What lights you up? What is that thing that you know in your heart you're here to do? And what burdens are you ready to lay down? Those old shoulda, woulda, couldas, those old memories, those old I can't do it, those things that have stopped you from going forward. And then in this moment of co-creation, what most lights you up? What are you here for? Joy, fun, laughter, you know, everybody's going to be different, nature. So it's really this time now, from now before the equinox, to awaken to love and help others awaken to love, and to receive and gather the harvest. It's the harvest is the time when you receive from all those that hard work that you did. You know, it's like if you're a farmer, you put a lot of work into the harvest. You put a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of your blood, sweat, and tears for the harvest. And the way that I'm describing harvest is the gathering, it's the community, it's unity, it's money, it's abundance for all. It's the time of receiving the bounty. This is also a time that we're reaping, but also that Mother Earth is at a crossroads. Are we going to continue to reap from her or rape from her? Or are we going to work with her and create a new way of living for the next 7 generations? And how this awakening is happening is that people are getting their message out. People are not afraid to step out of the shadow and into the light and speak the truth. And there's a lot of truth coming out right now. There's a lot of falseness coming out right now. And the only way to determine what is real and what is not real is to listen to your heart, listen to your intuition, your gut, your knowing, because you know, everybody knows. Underneath all the programming of society, everybody knows truth from fiction. But you have to be quiet and listen. Otherwise, you know, there's just too much noise. And going back to that astrology reading, the chaos, right? Because there is a lot of chaos. But there doesn't have to be chaos if you don't choose it. If you don't choose chaos, there's no chaos there. But we have to be very, very careful and mindful of the words we speak, of the thoughts we think, and the energies that we're projecting outward, and to know when to be outward and when to be inward, when to do and when to be and when to do. That's really masculine, feminine, right? Yin, yang, be, do. Being is the feminine, and doing is the masculine. And so as we move forward, the invitation is to allow yourself some silence, some stillness, some quietness to go within and to chart your destiny going forward, and to use this energy of the solar eclipse to be the alchemist of your life, to be the magician, to be the medicine, to really receive your harvest. So, happy new beginnings, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I wish you nothing but the best. Love and blessings. Aho.